I can remember the first girl that I did love. It was Stephanie. In kindergarten arithmetic classes, she used to sit next to me. I'd pass the sticky sweets under the table where the teacher couldn't see. Although she wouldn't remember me now, sometimes I wonder where she can be. I can remember the first girl I kissed, it was Christine, when I was 10. I'd been told we were moving away, I thought I'd never see her again. Oh, don't forget me, I'll be back when they let me. Before you learn how to lie when you're leaving, love is so much easier then. And at school, oh, would you believe 300 boys and no girls at all? But you're a fool if you should leave. Just think of the joys of rugby, football, and prep in the morning, and brill cream and acne, and cross-country running, and to kill evil thoughts. I'm surprised that I survived. I ran 10,000 miles with my back to the wall. Remember the first girl that I made love to? It was in a park, in the lower pleasure gardens in Bournemouth in summer, just after dark. My mind was reeling. Oh, what a feeling! I missed the bus and walked 12 miles home, and it really didn't seem far. And all through my 17th summer, running together from crowds and ties, taking our clothes off and feeling each other with fingers and senses and mouths and eyes, incurring the glances of old disapproval from elderly local inhabitants' eyes. Oh, time, time, we hardly even knew you. You didn't touch us with your lies. In halcyon days of my late adolescence, my goal seemed clearly in sight. Playing electric guitar with the beat group, we set the ballrooms alight. Camping it up for the dyed blonde receptionists who told us we were alright. Oh, an ego trip for a teenage superstar on 30 shillings a night. And so it fell that I came up to London to look for fortune and fame. Starry-eyed in my seaside successes and much too sure of the game. First girl I met there, I thought I'd get there. But the first girl was nearly the last girl. She left my eyes in the drain. She sat on my floor in the dead of the night, rolling a joint and looking round for a light. Her clothes were so black and her face was so white. How could I know what was right? And I sat all huddled up on my bed, watching her in my innocence. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. Otto's anthology lay spread on the floor, and the thoughts that she gave me I'd not met before. I'm stranded, half hypnotized, I watched her in awe of everything that she stood for. And I wanted more than anything to be like her with every sense. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. She came over to me and kissed me in play, taking my hand between her legs as she lay. And she looked in my eyes, but I turned them away, finding no words fit to say. And I hated myself, but could not move, shattered in my car. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. Now the stare of the light bulb tore holes in my brain as she got up in the silence that hung like a stain. And I wanted to speak or to call out her name, but how could I begin to explain? And my prosecuting room still holds a strand of her hair in evidence. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. Oh, I still think about her when the night fills with rain, speaks in its voices uneasy and vain. And I think where I may be to find her again, oh, I'd probably see her more plain. And I should have known she was just like me. It was, after all, only common sense. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. At first I didn't go out much at all. I just stayed at home in my chains, picking over the threads of my confidence and searching for the remains. And when I just couldn't stand any more of it, going down to a club, mixing in with the sounds and the crowds, I let the music cover me up. And only, lonely, the harlequins and painted phonies pick their ways through the haze of highs and lows and blues. And all that I could do was to pick my way to you, though I didn't tell you, you were just a thing to prove. I was hungry when I found you, but I'm all right now. They sigh, they lie, the refugees and superheroes on ice. Oh, so nice to see you. What's your name? And all that I could do was to say the same to you. Take you for the moment, though the moment wasn't true. But I was hungry when I found you, and I'm all right now. Though the street lamp cut through the curfew, it shed no light on our mind. It would have been so easy to love you at any other time. Only, lonely, you came to me. The night hung coldly in your eyes. Some other time I might have stayed with you, but all that I could do was to turn around to you. Thanks for what you gave me, now it's time to say adieu. I was hungry when I found you, but I'm all right now. Ba-ba-ba-ba. And so it came that I stood disillusioned by everything I'd been told. I just didn't believe love existed, they were all just digging for gold. Widows and bankers and typists and businessmen loved each other, they said. But all it was, though, was just a maneuver, the quickest way into bed. And so I followed the other's example and jumped into the melee. In the hunting grounds of Earl's Court and Swiss Cottage, I did my best to get laid. Beer cans and parties, deaf girls and artists, bouncing around in the social confusion, missing and making the grade. The very first time, I must confess, I thought you'd be like all of the rest, and we'd be strangers once again by the time we were dressed. But when you'd smoked your cigarette and talked of some people that we'd met, I find myself asking, was it set? Did you have to go yet? And so you left and then kissed me and stayed for the whole weekend. Although the bed was so narrow, we had to sleep end to end. And so the weeks passed through my brain in that dadaistic chain. I found myself seeing you again and again and again. And all you gave it free, asking for nothing back from me. You gave yourself unselfishly as a part of me. And where I thought that just plucking the fruits of the bed was enough, it grew to be less like fucking and more like making love. Girls I ever knew, some loved and some denied me. And all the words I ever said have been no use to hide me. And all the songs I ever sung, each one of them untied.